Hi, and welcome to the podcast 10,000 Miles Away From Home. My name is Faraja K. Sadi, and I'm a student at the University of Waterloo in my second year currently. And I'm halfway around the globe from my home in Lusaka, Zambia, which is why the podcast is called 10,000 Miles Away From Home. In this podcast, I'm exploring some fascinating ideas from my studies and my observations in life here in Canada. Today, I want to talk about the iceberg. So, you and I have never met, but I know one thing we have in common is that there's more to us than people may know. We're like icebergs. What is visible to the world is only about 10%. But it is the 90% that's below the surface that really defines us and directs us. That's why we often feel misunderstood and why we often second guess ourselves as well. There's more going on under the surface than is apparent. So in my studies, we talk about this reality using a model that we call the PIN model, P-I-N, PIN model. So in the PIN model, the P stands for the presenting issues. So through a lens of peace and conflict, you're mostly looking at conflicts and issues and tensions. And so the P stands for what is apparent, the apparent or presenting issue, the presenting issue, and what seems obvious. The I in PIN stands for the interests. So as you go lower down the iceberg, so the P is the presenting, which is above the water. The I is just a little bit below the surface, the interests. What are people's interests in particular conflicts, in particular tensions situations? The N stands for needs, which is where most of us find our commonality with others. What our needs are, basic human needs, our basic emotional needs, psychological needs. That's where, when you go deep enough, you might find a similarity between two icebergs in this case. The deeper you go down into the ocean, you find that these two icebergs might intersect at a point deep enough under the surface. And that's where our needs come in. So the secret of resolving most, if not all, conflicts is identifying and addressing those hidden needs, which may not even be recognized or acknowledged by the combatants themselves. So it's never enough to just address the surface dispute. Remember that with the Titanic, it was the power of what was below the surface that did the damage. I'm not a parent, but I see how this would be an important principle in understanding your children. I'm not married, but I can only imagine this would be a vital strategy for resolving marital issues. Teachers, in the same way, who make the effort to look below the surface behaviors of their students and consider that inner needs the students might be struggling with. So the principle underlying this is that you and I are much more complex than people might think. There's always a story behind all of our behavior. There are often hidden motivations that lead us to do the things we do. We don't always just do things out of the want to do so. This is a very interesting dynamic of human life that I've been learning in my peace and conflict studies, but I also find it very relevant to my personal life. I find it helpful to spend some time each day reflecting on my inner life, my personal goals and relationships, because even within myself or to myself, I may be ignorant of what is underneath the surface, what motivates me, what makes me do the things that I do. Some of the days I try to think of what might God be trying to say to me, what might my friends or my body be trying to say to me, what fears or insecurities am I having, what are they motivating, what is motivating my thought process. I might be ignoring or invading these deeper intrinsic issues. For years, I've dreamed of one day being a medical doctor, and more specifically, a cardiac surgeon. Part of my motivation is that my mother died from a cardiac disease when I was 12. And I would love to be able one day to save the lives of a mother, a father, or a child out there. I love biology, so that would help. But I've learned that to really heal someone, you can't just attend to the surface problem. People are more complex. They are complex both in their physical bodies, but also in their emotional, psychological, and spiritual dimensions. In my opinion, the best doctor treats not only the disease, but the person as well. I don't know if I will actually achieve this dream of one day being a surgeon, but I know that along the way, I'm learning some profound principles that I hope will equip me to serve my generation well and address some of the underlying or below the surface issues that trouble our world. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope this would get you thinking about what you might be ignoring in your life or in conflicts with others. May God bless you, and see you next time.